He caught a flick of motion and fired another shot. The bullet ricocheted 3 times and went whining out the door. Maybe one of these floor plates. He laughed suddenly. Squarely in front of the ship, in a shadow the lights left between the skids, was a floor plate held down by nuts. He reduced the jaw size of the wrench and got down between the skids. Another small adjustment, and he had the size. There were 8 nuts. They came off very easily. These had been removed recently. He put the nuts on one of the skid tops that had an inset groove. Heavy, they stayed there despite the roll. One of the plane skids was on the far edge of the plate. He pounded it with the heel of the wrench, and it loosened. He pried the plate up with the lip of the wrench. He intended just to set it aside, but as it came loose, the drone rolled, and it went sliding out of his numb hands. Through the door, and into the screaming wind and emptiness. Who cared? He got out a torch and shone it down into the blackness. He was looking at the top of the main motor drive. The housing was as big as a 1-story house. It made him realize that the whole underside of the drone was motors and additional gas canister storage. What tons and tons and tons of lethal gas this carried. The canisters glowed like monster fish in the darkness. But the housing. Johnny knew these drives in miniature. They were space translation cubicles, mostly empty, but served by an enormous number of points that jutted into them. Each point had its own coordinate message, and these points had to be cleaned. There must be an inspection and maintenance plate on this housing. With a wary look up the long passageway, he slid down and braced his feet on the structural support members of the housing. He played the light around. It was hard to keep an eye on the corridor from this position, and he alternated looks at the housing with looks at the corridor. Maybe he really ought to work out how to get rid of Zit before he went on with this. He had to duck down to see the housing. But doing something with Zit might put an end to himself. And he reminded himself that too many lives, in fact, the only human lives left, depended on him. Courage aside, he mustn't risk his neck. Bear in a cave. He decided he could chance it and ducked down. There it was. A huge inspection plate. Held down by 4 12-inch nuts. But what an unhandy place. Handy, maybe, for a cyclo mechanic to reach down with huge, long arms. Not handy for him. He banged off another shot up the passageway. He ducked down and adjusted the wrench. He gripped the first nut. Yikes, it was tight. No one-hand job with this big wrench. Cyclos didn't know their own strength when putting nuts on. He inspected the corridor again. He had to lay down the assault rifle to do this. He made sure the place he put it braced it reasonably so it wouldn't slide out the door. He still had his revolver in its holster. He eased down and with 2 hands on the wrench, legs braced, heaved on the nut. It turned. He had learned enough about mechanics not to just undo and take off 1 nut. He'd find the last one wedged tight. So, loosen all 4 about 1/2 turn each. He had number 2 loosened. He was straining at number 3.